T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Because we were talking with the U.S. Attorney's Office, and it's very important that the community, if they feel they're the victims to this crime, which they were found guilty of breaking their probation, is that they weigh in on the sentencing, and that means that they can write letters of how they feel as victims that Tonawanda Coke should be resentenced. There's a resentencing. And that could be anywhere from extended probation or perhaps more community projects or more fines. So it's very important that, again, anyone from the community that feels that they've been a victim to Tonawanda Coke's crimes and air pollution, that they submit letters to Judge Scratney here to Niagara Square.
By Wednesday.
Name?
Jackie James Creedon with Citizen Science.
Jackie, I mean, obviously you've been following this for quite some time. What's your reaction now that the guilty sentence is coming?
Obviously happy. I'm not surprised that they were found guilty of breaking their probation. We're a little surprised that it happened so quickly. We were expecting to wait a little bit longer, but very happy and also very surprised that we can weigh in on the sentencing of Tonawanda Coke. This is breaking all new ground, and we're just going along with the flow and figuring this out as we go. But that's very important information that the community knows.
What do you hope Tonawanda comes on this? Do you want them to be shut down, or do you want them to possibly be worked with that they still can be left open while working with the community?
Right. So, of course, as a community, we've had enough, and we want Tonawanda Coke to shut their doors. But we feel that probably won't happen. But who knows? In this case, and what's great is a great opportunity for the victims, for our community to speak out, and like I said, additional fines, additional monies coming to the community.
Why do you feel like it won't happen, Jackie? Why do you feel like it won't shut down?
Well, I think that the judge has to go. He's a very thoughtful person, meaning that he thinks through things very, very carefully, and I hope I'm wrong. I really do. It's just a gut feeling that I have.
The company's lawyer said, "Yeah, we admit that we violated the opacity requirements, but it's not dangerous. It's not doing anything to the community." You don't buy that?
No, we don't buy that. And maybe the data didn't show that, but it definitely is dangerous to our community. There's a lot of fear and anxiety in our community. Just looking out your window and seeing that black, sooty smoke billowing from the company, that in itself is harm to our community. And knowing that their history of not knowing what to expect next. What is it going to be? Is it somebody going to be hurt? Is it another fire? We don't know.
After the judge's decision today, do you think that he doesn't give them any credibility at all? They've made promises and promises and promises, and he just ruled they didn't do it.
Right. Well, he ruled that they did do it. Yes. Yeah, they broke their probation, most definitely, and they're guilty of breaking their probation. But we're sick and tired of this. We've heard enough. I've been doing this for 15 or 16 years, and it's again and again and again with this company.
Judge Scratney was an awesome advocate for the community. He's been very prudent going through all the evidence. If you sat through the evidence on Friday, there was presented by both sides, and you could read through what was said on both sides. That's where he made his decision based on and he said it today in court, based on the evidence that he was presented Friday, they were guilty. They can say what they want, that they don't have anything hazardous in those stacks. We know different. We know what's in those stacks. It's common industry information that's out there on the internet. You can look it up, you can read it. People need to really make sure that if you've been impacted, definitely get that letter into Judge Scrutiny. Let him know in detail what happened to you. That's the most important part moving forward.
Not only what happened, but weigh in on the sentencing. Weigh in on the sentencing. What should happen to this company? If folks want this company to shut their doors, they need to say, we want this company gone. We want this company to shut their doors. Folks need to say that.
They cannot be trusted.
People need to understand they have the opportunity to voice out. These people are suffering life-changing events, diseases. This is their opportunity to say, hey, my life has been changed. They need to submit their writing, tell their story, submit it to the judge. This is their opportunity. Take action now. Speak for yourself. Speak for your family. Speak for your children, your husband, your wife. This is your opportunity. If you don't feel like you've been heard, this is your chance now.
Name?
Yeah. Trisha Palmieri, Grand Island.
Pardon me?
Do you think those people want plant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
Enough's
let's,
enough.
Let's say it. Do we want the plant shut down?
Yeah.
Yes.
We want it shut down. The community no longer trusts Tonawanda Coke, even after the sentencing that they were given 4 years ago. The sentencing was very specific in what was supposed to happen, and the judge told them, you will be watched. Even being scrutinized as much as they were by the EPA and DEC, they still didn't do what they were supposed to do to protect the community members. When you have that kind of distrust, of course the community wants them shut down. How can you, it'd be like letting somebody that killed somebody back on the street again. Would you trust that person? No.
Right, and all four of us are residents of this community, and so we feel that we can speak on behalf of all the people that we've talked to. These guys are from Grand Island, Joyce is from City Tonawanda, and I'm from Kenmore, Tonawanda area, so, you know, we want them shut down.
The only time that they ever seem to even fix anything or put any money into the plant is when you guys are on their front door or the DEC or the EPA is on the front door. So enough's enough. How, you know, we have laws, we have legislation, we have things for this to protect us. Well, how much further can they go? So I will speak for myself. I mean, it should be shut down. Enough. Enough.
My sense is, and you know, I don't know, but my sense is that he brought up today, did anybody speak to this? He brought up today that the judge was very interested in this, I guess Harish Patel. You were in there, right? Yeah, had brought up this this procedure that can happen where they just burn natural gas to keep the coke ovens hot enough so they don't, you know, have the cracks. So my gut feeling is that that's going to happen, is that they're not going to shut him down, but he's going to order them to go through that procedure. And where...
The hot idle phase?
Yes, the hot idle phase. I couldn't remember the name of it.
Their operations.
Right. The hot idle phase. But remember, we also have the October 10th hearing, the DEC hearing. Yeah. So to be continued, right?
Can I ask just a logistics question? Are you guys are saying submit letters to the judge? Because someone else had told us through the U.S. Attorney's Office, like this was going to be presented to the judge. You're being told people should just write letters to the judge.
That's what we were told.
That's what we were just told.
So you were told something, you heard something else?
We were just in the clerk's office, and that's what they were
told.
Yeah.
Clerk's office said directly to the
judge.
Okay. Right.
And the deadline being?
Wednesday.
This
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday by the close of business.
By Wednesday. He has to receive them by Wednesday, the close of business.
Okay.
Joyce, your name.
It's Joyce Hogenkamp, Hogenkamp.
Okay. Are you a Tonawanda resident?
No, I'm a City of Tonawanda resident. I'm president of Citizens United for Justice. We're the ones that brought in the lawyers for the civil suits that are taking place that are still, they're still winding through the courts, through the appellate courts, back and forth. They're still litigating back and forth with that case. So I'm sure this guilty will also...
Well, any time, too, that something like this happens,
impact.
All the personal lawsuits get put on hold.
That's what I said. We're on hold again. Well, all this is processed through. We don't know if the judge... When the judge was talking, he talked about compromise. He's looking for a compromise. He's looking for a way out. He's looking for a way to keep his eye on them, but he's looking for a way to keep them in business so that the people that have been hurt, I believe, are going to be able to get paid. I think that's his sitting in his back of his mind. If he shuts them down, that closes a money source down. If he keeps them open and keeps them operating, but operating under certain standards and certain procedures, it allows them to operate, continue to make money, continue to pay off their debt that they owe this community. So you kind of have to look at it with an open mind, what he's trying to do, and balance those scales of justice. And I think that's what he's trying to do.
Do you trust that they will adhere by those standards, though, by those, you know, if they don't shut down?
I honestly believe that Judge Skretny gave them a chance. He gave them their first bite of the apple, so to speak. I think after that, he's done with them. He's going to make sure this time around they are not going to be able to wiggle worm out of any standards or anything he puts forward now. They're not going to be able to wiggle out of it. He's going to be real strict with them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.